accession number 20578, Real 6.
Tony Anne's Real 6.
Yes, you don't belong to 7th Mountain Regiment, you belong to 457 Mountain Battery. And the fact that I was the head or the father or the mother of the battery, this was life. The men used to come to me with all sorts of problems, just as I would go to my father with problems. They were all sorts of people from all sorts of life. I respected them immensely, and I think I can say that they respected me. Certainly when I came back from hospital, they laid on a rag concert for me, and it was most scurrilous, the things they said about me, all in the best of humour.
I don't think you explained what that third wound was in Sicily.
The third wound in Sicily, it was caused either by a mortar bomb or a shell splinter, and it hit me in the right eyebrow. Again, it was spectacular. There was a lot of blood, but I was patched up, and I remained at duty.
Yeah. What circumstances was the unit in at that time?
We were in action somewhere. I can't say where. I don't remember Sicily very well, the names of the places that we were actually at.
I think you said you were at Cassino, but you yes. haven't given any details about that.
Oh, no. No, at the final battle of Cassino, we were brought down from the mountain ridge to assist the Poles in their attack on the abbey and the hill. And we were situated, it would be on the eastern flank of the hill. And I forget whether I was supporting Poles or French at the time. It was very unpleasant. There was an awful lot of... You see, I was in the observation post, and the guns would be 2,500 yards away in the gun position. But the fighting was extremely unpleasant there. But I came in, luckily, right at the end of the battle. I wasn't there for the days of slogging up the slope there.
Any memories of serving alongside the Goons?
Oh, yes. The Goons. The Goons are Moroccan soldiers who they're extremely tough fighters. We came to think that the Arab fighters improved the further west they went. The Moroccan Goons were superb. The Algerians weren't bad. The Tunisians weren't so good at all. And by the time you got to the Egyptians, you didn't think much of them at all. I was supporting the Goons, again in some scrap in Tunisia. They're peculiar people in that they have their women with them. They actually take part in the fighting. They carry the rations and the spare ammunition up to the men. And they have French officers. And we were in some little scrap with the Germans, and there's a lot of banging about, and it all quietened off, and we'd won, we'd chased the Germans off the hill, and then all of a sudden there was a burst of machine gun fire. Oh God, we started up again. No, all it was that the Goon had seen a goat and had shot it with a machine gun. And they liked that. That was to augment their rations. But I think they were impressed that a British officer was there with them. So they to cook this wretched goat, they built a fire and put big stones round it. They disemboweled the goat, took out the liver, laid it on the stones, sort of 1, 2, 3, turned it over 1, 2, 3, and presented it to me as my lunch. And I just had to eat it whatever I felt about it. That was my experience with Goons.
What did the motivation of the Goons seem to be towards fighting the Germans?
They loved it. I don't think they mind who they fought. They simply loved fighting. They were incredible fighters. They were rather like the Gurkhas. I mean, they really, really enjoyed the fighting, I'm quite sure, yes. Because the odd time I supported the Gurkhas, we had problems. The Gurkha, once he draws his kukri, his little curved knife, he's going to use it. And if he doesn't cut a German up, he nicks his thumb. I mean, just to draw blood, he must by tradition. Now, they had British officers, and they knew them, but I was a stranger, and they didn't know me. And the British officer explained to me that I got to stay there at night, and I was in a bit of a dodgy position because if the Gooms found me and they didn't know me, they'd slit my throat. That would be the start. They don't ask any questions.
The Gooms?
The Gurkhas, sorry. The Gurkhas would slit my throat just because they didn't know me. That was the second problem. The first problem was their slit trenches because their little people were nearly big enough for me. But for the second problem, the identification at night, the officer said, look, wear your little canvas anklets, which we always wore. Be sure that they're on at night, because I will explain to the Gurkhas that if they find somebody they don't know, they're not to slit their throat until they've discovered that they haven't got anklets on. You put your anklets on and you'll be all right. And so Belle and I made damn sure we got anklets on that night, but I was a little apprehensive, I must say.
Anklets?
Yes, they're webbing things. What are they? They go round your ankle, over the top of your boot, and over the bottom of your trousers. They have two little straps that clip them on. Yeah. Anklets webbing, they're known as.
Yeah. So the Germans wouldn't wear those?
Germans didn't wear them, no. No, it was a good identification.
Have you suffered any after effects of your service?
Mentally, none at all. Never worried me one little bit, not from the day I came out. Physically, yes. Strange enough, after my appendix operation, I had a great deal of pain when I was on parade, or particularly a ceremonial parade. If I needed to stand still for a long time, I had a lot of pain in my abdomen, and that was diagnosed by the MO as adhesions, because they hauled me about when they took the appendix out. And even today, I do at times get this same pain, and the answer is I go out and exercise, bend my arms and legs and up and down, and do a bit of sawing or something like that. That's the only effect that I have from the war at all.